嘉定区2017年高三英语模拟练习13
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I hope to get a part-time job during the winter holiday and make some money. How about you?
I will stay with my grandma in the countryside and get ready for next term's study when I return.
Question. What are they talking about?2. I believe you have a room to let.
That's so. Yes, won't you come in?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? 3. When is the train supposed to leave?
It won't start until 11:30. We've still got 20 minutes left.
Question. What is the time now?4. Tony, hurry up. Don't you know the curtain goes up at exactly 7?
I can't find a tie to go with my shirt. Could you give me a hand?
Question. Where are the speakers going? 5. These seats are terrible. I can hardly see anything about the performance.
I know.But what do you expect for the price we paid?
Question. What is the woman complaining about?
6. That's a lovely skirt you are wearing.
Oh, thank you. My boyfriend bought it for my 18th birthday party.
Question. What did the woman say about the skirt?
7. I can't make up my mind whether to ask Larry or Bill to paint the house.
What difference does it make? They're both excellent painters.
Question. What can be inferred about Larry and Bill? 8. Do you have change for a $20 banknote?
A $20 banknote? I hardly have 20 cents.
Question. What does the man mean? 9. I hear there's a good Japanese restaurant. Shall we go there for lunch?
Yes, but it's my treat this time.
Question. What does the man mean?10. I'm worried about Jenny's going to college. College students are so wild nowadays.
Actually, only a few are like that. Most students are too busy studying to have time to cause trouble.
Question. What does the man imply? 7. B. Directions. In Section B,You will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
School students should have a less stressful new semester. Shanghai is looking into the number of school assignments that primary and middle school students are required to complete, part of the city's efforts to ease the burden on students. The investigation is being conducted on the basis of students' grades and ages. We want to find out the specific conditions of students' homework. The results will provide a reference for us to find a better way to ease the burden on students, says Ying Houqing, a government official on Thursday. It would be unrealistic to do away with homework for students. The question is how much schoolwork they have and what format is really best for students. We hope that the investigation will provide us with useful information, he said. Yin also said some results from the investigation would be released in the next few months. According to a report released by the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on Tuesday, Shanghai students continue to outpace the world in terms of grades. The city's teens are still the world's best at reading, math, and science.
Now listen again, please.
School students should have a less stressful new semester. Shanghai is looking into the number of school assignments that primary and middle school students are required to complete, part of the city's efforts to ease the burden on students. The investigation is being conducted on the basis of students' grades and ages. We want to find out the specific conditions of students' homework. The results will provide a reference for us to find a better way to ease the burden on students, says Ying Houqing, a government official on Thursday. It would be unrealistic to do away with homework for students. The question is how much schoolwork they have and what format is really best for students. We hope that the investigation will provide us with useful information, he said. Yin also said some results from the investigation would be released in the next few months. According to a report released by the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on Tuesday, Shanghai students continue to outpace the world in terms of grades. The city's teens are still the world's best at reading, math, and science.
Questions. 11. What is the investigation based on?
What will possibly happen in the next few months according to Yin Houqing's words?
13. What does the news mainly tell us?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
At 13, I was diagnosed with attention disorder. I could not focus on tasks like everyone else in the class. In my first literature class, Mrs. Smith asked us to read a story and then write on it within 45 minutes. I raised my hand and said, "Mrs. Smith, the doctor said I have attention problems. I might not be able to do it." She glanced down at me. "You are no different from your classmates." I tried, but I didn't finish the reading when the bell rang. I had to take it home. In the quietness of my bedroom, the story all became clear to me. It was about a blind person, Louis Braille. He lived in a time when the blind couldn't get much education. But Louis didn't give up. He invented a reading system of raised dots, which opened up a whole new world of knowledge to the blind. Wasn't I the blind in my class, being made to learn like the sighted students? My pen started to dance, and I completed the task within 40 minutes. Indeed, I was no different from others. If Louis could find his way out of his problems, why should I give up? It was quite a surprise when it came back to me the next day, with an A on it. At the bottom of the paper were these words, "See what you can do when you keep trying."
Now listen again, please.
At 13, I was diagnosed with attention disorder. I could not focus on tasks like everyone else in the class. In my first literature class, Mrs. Smith asked us to read a story and then write on it within 45 minutes. I raised my hand and said, "Mrs. Smith, the doctor said I have attention problems. I might not be able to do it." She glanced down at me. "You are no different from your classmates." I tried, but I didn't finish the reading when the bell rang. I had to take it home. In the quietness of my bedroom, the story all became clear to me. It was about a blind person, Louis Braille. He lived in a time when the blind couldn't get much education. But Louis didn't give up. He invented a reading system of raised dots, which opened up a whole new world of knowledge to the blind. Wasn't I the blind in my class? Being made to learn like the sighted students? My pen started to dance, and I completed the task within 40 minutes. Indeed, I was no different from others. If Louis could find his way out of his problems, why should I give up? It was quite a surprise when it came back to me the next day, with an A on it. At the bottom of the paper were these words, "See what you can do when you keep trying."
Questions 14. Why didn't the author finish the reading in class?
What do we know about Louis Braille from the story?
What was Mrs. Smith's attitude to the author at the end of the story? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
"Thanks for inviting me to lunch, Philip. The lunch special even includes a free drink."
"Yes, I always get the hot tea, especially when the weather is cold."
"Sounds great, but I'll order an iced coffee."
"Iced?"
"I always have cold drinks, no matter what the weather is like."
"That's not healthy."
"There's nothing unhealthy about the cold drinks."
"Yes, there is. I read that cold drinks narrow your blood vessels so your blood can't move quickly."
"Perhaps, but that doesn't mean it's unhealthy. When your blood vessels get tight, your body feels warmer. Besides, cold drinks are great when you are exercising and trying to lose weight."
"I've always heard it is easier on your body to drink warm water when you exercise."
"Well, cold water helps burn more calories."
"That is interesting, but I definitely need a hot drink to warm me up and cool me down."
"How does a hot water make you cooler?"
"The heat causes me to sweat, which aids in cooling process."
"It is strange that consuming something hot to make you feel cool."
"The benefits of hot drinks are numerous. Hot water can help to fight a cold and ease pain. It also aids in digestion and increase blood flow."
"When you are sick, drinking liquid in general is good, no matter what the temperature is."
"But a hot drink makes you feel better, while a cold drink makes you feel worse."
"Well, I guess it comes down to what we prefer."
Now listen again, please.
"Thanks for inviting me to lunch, Philip. The lunch special even includes a free drink."
"Yes, I always get the hot tea, especially when the weather is cold."
"Sounds great, but I'll order an iced coffee."
"Iced?"
"I always have cold drinks, no matter what the weather is like."
"That's not healthy."
"There's nothing unhealthy about the cold drinks."
"Yes, there is. I read that cold drinks narrow your blood vessels so your blood can't move quickly."
"Perhaps, but that doesn't mean it's unhealthy. When your blood vessels get tight, your body feels warmer. Besides, cold drinks are great when you are exercising and trying to lose weight."
"I've always heard it is easier on your body to drink warm water when you exercise."
"Well, cold water helps burn more calories."
"That is interesting, but I definitely need a hot drink to warm me up and cool me down."
"How does a hot water make you cooler?"
"The heat causes me to sweat, which aids in cooling process.
It is strange that consuming something hot to make you feel cool.
The benefits of hot drinks are numerous. Hot water can help to fight a cold and ease pain. It also aids in digestion and increase blood flow.
When you're sick, drinking liquid in general is good, no matter what the temperature is.
But a hot drink makes you feel better, while a cold drink makes you feel worse.
Well, I guess it comes down to what we prefer.
Questions. 17. What are Kathy and Philip mainly talking about?
What does Philip think of cold drinks?
19. According to Kathy, why are cold drinks great?
Which of the following benefit of hot drinks is not mentioned by Philip?